The Poor Knight, a fantasy musical podcast suitable for all ages, brought to you by Fool and Scholar Productions. Follow Nathaniel the Boar Knight and the friends he meets along his journey as he's bitten by a wereman and must break the curse before the full moon. Listen to The Boar Knight wherever you get your podcasts or learn more at foolandscholar.com.
Worship and daring, music and caring, now's the time. Here comes the Boar Knight.
Today is a traveling day, though the path to Copperhill isn't the most exciting of trails. It goes over a wide plain, full of tall grass, but not much else. The only markers of the path are trampled grass and wheel ruts from wagons. As far as I can tell, I'm the only one on this path today. It winds along a dry creek bed, going generally northward. As I turn a corner on the path, I realize that I'm not actually alone. A dwarf wearing simple travel clothes with a satchel overfull of books is on the path ahead of me. I jog over to catch up with him and introduce myself. His name is Castor, and though he starts off slightly suspicious of me, he warms up as the conversation continues. So, where are you headed?
I'm on my way to the capital.
That's pretty far off. I'm going that direction, but I have to stop off in Copperhill. What brings you all the way to the capital?
I received, this letter. The captain of the royal guard and the court wizard for the princess were looking for an expert scholar, and I just happened to be what they were looking for.
Oh, you're a scholar? What are you an expert in?
I study demons and demonology.
Whoa, that's really interesting. I don't know much about demons.
No one does, really. That's why I chose them as my field.
Smart.
You know, it's easy to be afraid of evil things, and honestly, we should worry about them, how they creep into everyday life, but we also have to understand evil, if we want to understand how to avoid it, or combat it.
I try to avoid combating evil. Save that for the heroes, you know?
Oh, are you not... I guess you're more of a standard adventurer?
Yep, that's me. Oh, I wonder if that person up there is one too. I run into other adventurers sometimes on various travels. You're the first scholar, though.
We, prefer to stay in libraries. Could they be dangerous? Aren't there bandits on this road?
Well, some of them are nice. The bandits. I guess libraries, too.
Nice?
Hello there!
Hail and well met!
The person up ahead doesn't seem to have any supplies, though he's wearing a very fine cloak. He's tending to a campfire directly in the middle of the path. The path is fairly large, though the size of the fire is almost too big. Stray sparks fly up, dangerously close to the surrounding grass. He watches us with interest as we approach, but doesn't rise from his seat on the ground, unperturbed by the size of the flames.
Why is he in the middle of the path?
We're in the middle of the path.
Okay, we're not camping.
Fair.
We're not stopping for a chat, are we?
That would be the polite thing to do.
Could we just go around?
That would not be the polite thing to do. Maybe he needs some help. I don't see a tent or anything.
Yeah. He doesn't have any gear, either.
He could be traveling light, or maybe he lost it all. It happens. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Yinog Hirazu.
Oh, nice to meet you, Yinog. What brings you here?
My feet. Is that not generally the way?
Usually, yeah. Well, I'm Ryan, and this here is Castor.
Hello.
Good to meet you.
Yeah.
Where do you travel to?
Well, Castor and I are both heading in the same direction, but we're going to break off at Copperhill.
That is to the north, is it not?
That's right.
Beautiful country. Splendid views. wonderful aromas.
Sure.
In fact, I'd just as soon see them myself.
Oh, are you...
Yes, that sounds ideal. I shall walk with you a ways.
Oh, you're a mage? That's cool.
I know so much about magic. So very much.
I suppose you're welcome to travel with us.
Yes. How do you occupy your time, traveling companions?
Well, I'm an adventurer.
Yes. I'm a scholar.
He's very smart.
Two more disparate comrades are rare to see. Your adventures, Ryan, where do they take you?
Pretty much everywhere. I travel all over.
Off on quests requiring great skill and power?
Off on quests requiring neither skills nor power, I guess.
You? Surely not. You have the look of someone with multiplicitous talents and an overflowing heart.
I do make a mean trail mix. Want to try some?
Trail mix! A noble joke from a humble, remarkable adventurer.
I'm not remarkable. Castor sure is, though. He's an expert in demonology.
Oh, well, I don't want to brag, but...
Then don't.
Oh.
Your intellect is your tool of choice to become extraordinary.
I don't know if I'm trying to become extraordinary.
Then why pursue something as inane and unimpactful as demonology? Who do you help?
I'm sure Castor helps lots of people. What were you saying earlier about evil?
How we can't really work against evil unless we understand.
Oh, how great his intellect must be. If he can understand evil...
I think evil can be hard to understand. Sometimes it's really hard to figure out why people do things. You've got to have intellect to...
No. You don't need to reach for philosophy to justify your actions, great adventurer. I'm sure you take on any good deed that is asked of you, no matter how difficult or frightening.
Most of them.
Yes, it is action. Pointed and potent action that makes a difference. Assuming, of course, your action is based on quality of character rather than cold, thoughtless intellect.
Sorry. You have to think before you act, though. You have to. You can't just go barreling into situations without using your head.
I don't know. It's worked out for me before.
Well, sure, it works if you're strong and have a sword and you can force what you want to happen.
Well, hang on. I wouldn't say I force what I want to happen. Usually I don't even use my sword.
Well, you don't have to, do you? To someone like me, someone like you doesn't need to do more than talk.
I talk to everyone. What do you do?
Why should I talk to everyone? It's not like I can tell just by looking if someone is dangerous.
You're the most paranoid person I think I've ever met.
Yes, Castor. What makes you so paranoid?
There's not a particular reason.
That sounds like something someone with a reason would say. That seems suspicious.
You know what seems suspicious?
Yes?
Your line of questioning.
Now who sounds paranoid?
I wouldn't call that being paranoid. You're asking a lot of odd questions here.
Yeah. Actually, why don't you have any gear?
I don't need it.
No? How far are you going?
Not far.
Where are you traveling from, then?
Not far.
That doesn't really answer the question.
I don't see any reason why I have to answer your questions.
Then I don't see why we have to answer yours.
Ryan, something's funny here.
Yeah, and not funny, ha-ha.
Trying to outsmart me, oh wise one.
No, that's not going to work this time. We weren't walking for 10 minutes before you tried to turn us against each other, and ourselves.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know what you think you're onto.
And you put out your fire instantly with a gesture, but you avoided saying you were mage.
Yeah. Wait, what does that mean?
It means that he's not just a traveler.
Oh?
You're full of guesses. You have no facts.
No, I know this. You're a demon.
I've never met a demon.
That you know of.
Good point.
Oh, then we are cleverer than we look, aren't we?
Well, I try.
Unfortunately, I have lots more work to do today and can't have you getting in my way.
Okay, I feel like this is kind of unnecessary.
Oh my god.
Unnecessary? Hardly. If I cannot destroy your soul's adventures, then I will settle for your bodies.
You won't be destroying anything.
Ryan, please be careful.
You're not the one that should be worried.
What just happened?
Oh. Oh, wow.
Did I even touch him?
Just barely. Is that a magic sword?
Well, it's a sword. I guess it's kind of magic. I'm not really sure.
That's incredible. What else can it do?
It makes a really good skewer for roasting marshmallows. And I can mess up some magic stuff, I think. I'm not really sure.
You're not sure? How can you just carry around a powerful magic item like that and just not know how it works? I mean, sorry.
Yeah. You okay?
Oh, you know, it's fun to have your fears confirmed in real time.
You handled it well. Caught on to what he was doing and who he was and everything.
Well, I'm just glad you were there to do something about it. Sorry about what I said. You don't just force people to do what you want. I think you could, but you don't, and that's important.
Thanks. That means a lot. I'm sorry I called you paranoid.
It's not like you were wrong.
Hey, you and your paranoia really pulled through. Enog was sure something. I would never have guessed a demon, though.
Evil is sneaky, you know?
Yep. Gotta be prepared.
A sword helps with that.
It doesn't hurt. Well, it can hurt, but I try not to.
I was going to ask where you got it, but I think we've had enough personal questions for today.
I agree.
So, you've met some nice bandits?
Oh, yeah. So, I was standing up on a hill when I saw a bandit sneaking up on a carriage. I ran down because, well, sometimes you gotta barrel into situations. But it turned out that the bandits were actually...
Thank you for side questing in between with us. This episode, Trial by Fire, was written by Tal Minear and Hannah Wright. It was directed by Hannah and sound designed by Tal.
The voice of Ryan is Tal. The voice of Caster is Caleb Del Rio. The voice of Enog Herazu is James Oliva. In Between theme is by Eli McElveen. This episode was a crossover between In Between and Side Questing.
In Between is a wonderful fantasy adventure podcast set between adventures. It follows a group of adventurers along their quests, but it checks in with them before and after they've gone on them. If you like found family stories full to the brim of heartfelt and wholesome moments, you'll love In Between. I sure do.
And Side Questing is a wonderful fantasy adventure podcast about what you can get up to when you're avoiding the main plot, featuring a hero who prefers creative solutions to the old hack and slash. It's equal parts wholesome and epic, a story that really believes in people. Give it a listen.
We put on our detective caps and looked high and low, searching for clues to lead us to the best new mystery podcast for kids. Little did we know that we would have to search upside down. That's right. We discovered the Upside Down story with a brand new mystery story for kid detectives each and every week. With most stories, the storyteller introduces themselves at the beginning of the tale. But at the Upside Down story, you don't know who is telling you the story until the very end. Unless you guess their identity sooner, that is. Do you think you have the detective skills to crack these cases wide open? Yes? Then tag along with us for the fun and put your sleuthing skills to the test by listening to The Upside Down Story on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.